Harper Audio presents Where God Was Born, a journey by land to the roots of religion. Written and read by Bruce Feiler. The helicopter pauses for a second, then accelerates into a gentle glide. Down below, the landing pad disappears, and rows of orange and avocado trees poke up toward the sky. I see the hairs on a donkey's ears. Our nose is tipped. We're flying, yet we're not moving very quickly. Lifting off in a helicopter is like drifting off to sleep. You leave one realm and shift into another. The features seem dreamily unfamiliar. You want to touch what you see, but you can't. We bank toward the Mediterranean. Voices in my headphones interrupt. This is the Air Force. Identify yourself. Do you have permission to be here? Boaz, the pilot, smiles. He's anticipated this. He's flown in every war the State of Israel has fought for the previous 30 years. Boaz replied to air traffic control with a mixture of authority and evasion. We did have permission, garnered over the preceding 6 months, from three government agencies. The night before, a suicide bomber had killed 7 soldiers in Tel Aviv, and the Israeli Defense Forces rescinded its green light. Boaz had to scramble to find a general to overturn the decision. War was raging, between the Israelis and the Palestinians, between a fragile coalition and Iraq, between the pluralist West and Islamic extremism. Ripples were reverberating around the globe, in Iran, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Kenya, Morocco, Indonesia, and yes, the United States. The cradle of civilization, the tiny, fertile crescent of land that stretches from Mesopotamia to North Africa, had once more seized control of the world's destiny, and the future of civilization seemed to be at stake. The bloody clash of faith and politics that filled front pages at the beginning of the new millennium seemed surprising, coming at the end of a century that had appeared to mark the end of God as a force in world affairs. Hadn't Nietzsche declared at the end of the previous century, 1882, that God was dead? Hadn't science, capitalism, and the World Wide Web rendered faith a quaint hangover from the past? As a Jew raised in the American